The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 23, 1977, in Bhubaneswari, India.
Varnasrama Dharma. Four varnas and four ashramas. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. The Vedic culture means to execute the varnasram. Now we are known as Hindus. So Vedic culture means this varnasram. The Mohammedans from the other side of river Sindhu, they are called as Hindus. Actually, this word Hindu you will not find any Vedic scripture. So to accept this position, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas is compulsory. It is not that one has to take sannyas as a passion, no. Actually, it is absolutely necessary for any person at the last stage of life to accept sannyas. This Ramananda Raj also retired from the government service. He met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him that now you retire from your governor's seat and come to Jagannath Puri, your home, and let us talk together about spiritual life. So in this way he retired. So all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sridhar Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sridhar Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunath, six Goswamis, the direct disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were all in renounced order of life. About Goswamis, Srinivas Acharya, he has written, Takta Turnamasesha Mandala Patisane Sada Tuchava Bhutva Dina Ganeshako Karunaya Kopina Kanthasito. Please take out.
Kilak Nija Bharko.
The Takta Turnam Asesha Mandala Patisane. They were ministers. Naturally, their associates were very, very big jamindars and rich men. Asesha Mandalapati Sane. Mandalapati means leaders. Social, political. So give up their company. Why? Takta Turnamasesha Mandalapati Saneng Sadatuchava Bhutva Dinaganeshako Karunaya Kopina Kanthasiko. Dinaganeshako, the poor, mass of people, we are thinking that we are advancing, but actually we are becoming poverty stricken. So this very word is used, Dinaganeshako Karunaya. So this time is always, unless the social leaders, the leaders of the society, they take care of the mass of people to educate them. Dina Ganeshaku Karunaya. If they do not become compassionate to the poor mass of people, who will deliver them? They are poor because they have no spiritual conception of life. So that situation is always existing. Therefore, it is the duty of the leaders of the society, especially of the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, to take sannyas and preach Krishna consciousness to the mass of people. Dina Ganeshako Karunaya Kaupina Kanthasito. Now, we have got experience that many big, big leaders in political field, we have seen this non-cooperation movement, they also took sannyas practically, but they could not live long because they could not tolerate the position of renouncement. And about the Goswamis, it is said, Tattva tu namase samandana patisaneng sadatuchava bhutva dina ganesha kau karunaya kau pina kanthasito gopi bhava rasam mitabhi lahari kallola magno mo bande rupa sanatana uradivyo. There must be engagement, proper engagement. If the engagement is not Krishna consciousness, then this so-called sannyas will be failure. In Calcutta, there was a big barrister, C.R. Das. He renounced everything, but he could not live long, very shortly died because of that condition. But sannyas means to renounce for the supreme sannyas, not that. If one takes to Krishna consciousness, and if he renounces family life and teaches Krishna consciousness, then he will be happy and the person, some of whom he will preach, they will be happy. We have seen practically many, many big, big sannyasis. They give up this world, Brahma Sattva Jagan Mithya. This world is mithya, let me take sannyas. But unfortunately, they could not stand in that position. After a few years, they come down again in social work, in political work. That means they could not understand what is going on. That is stated, confirmed in this hastra. Jennera nindakha vimukta manina tai astabhavat avusiddha buddhaya arhiya kritchena parang padang tataha patanti adha anadita-jusma-dangha. Jennera nindakha. He Aravindakha. Aravindakha is Krishna. The persons who are thinking that have become liberated, vimukta manina, they are not mukta. Therefore, arjya kichena param padam, although they underwent very severe austerities and achieved the position in Nidvishesh Brahma, arjya kichena param padam. But because they could not understand, my Lord, your lotus feet, the patanti adha, they fall down. Just like in the modern age, they are going very high by aeroplane or Sputnik. But because they do not get a shelter either in the moon planet or Mars planet, they again come down. So, simply speculative knowledge, philosophical knowledge will not give us actual shelter in the Nidvishesh, Nirakar, Brahma. Actually true, we can realize in three stages. This is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vadanti tattvatvidah satyam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti agvaneti sarvati. Yes. The Brahma anubhuti is simply negation of this material world, Brahma Sattva Jagan Mithya. But Brahma anubhuti is not final. We are part and parcel of Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. So simply understanding of our eternity on Brahmasmi is not sufficient. So, that is only appreciation of the eternity portion. And then, if one further makes progress, he Paramatma. Paramatma means Chit, Chidamsa. And lastly, unless you come to the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, there is no ananda. And every one of us, anandamaya vyasa, God is also anandamaya. We being part and parcel of God, we are also seeking after ananda. So you cannot get permanent ananda either by Brahma realization or Paramatma realization unless you come to God realization, personality of Godhead. There is no ananda. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bhi stavijya eva nijarupa tayakala bhi goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta govinda madhipurisam tamam vanyan. Govinda, Krishna, is ananda chinmaya rasa. He is in the ananda chinmaya. His ananda is not jara rasa. It is chinmaya rasa. We should not understand or misunderstand. Krishna's lila is just like ordinary human activity. Srila Jiva Goswami has described this Krishna's ananda, that Radha Krishna Pranaya Vititi Alladani Shakti Asma Ekatmanavati Pura Deha Bhedo Gato Gato Sri Chaitanya Akha Prakata Madhuna Taddan Chaitkamaktam. So, we should understand Krishna, how he is Ananda Chinmaya Vigraha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Ananda Chinmaya Vigraha. Combination of Alladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani, and Krishna together. Therefore, the Vaishnava sings, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anna. If we take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then there is possibility to understand the Krishna science. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to impregnate or push this movement throughout the world through the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And actually it is happening by taking shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These Europeans and Americans, although they are supposed to be born in Bletcher Javan family, they are taking Krishna consciousness so seriously. Otherwise, it is very difficult to understand Krishna. Manushanam sahasyeshu kaschit jatati siddhaye jatatam ap siddhanam kaschit vetimam tattam. Out of many, many millions of persons, one is interested how to become perfect. Manushanam sahasyeshu kaschit jatati siddhaye. Siddhi means to understand one's own position. We request everyone to take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand Krishna. Sri Rupa Goswami, he has given his direction. Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurati Senava. Idea is, Srila Rupa Goswami is offering his obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavadana, the greatest munificent charity, charitable person, because you are giving Krishna prema. Nobody can understand Krishna, but you are giving Krishna prema. Namo Mahavadana, Krishna prema pradayate. Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya, you are Krishna. He has appeared again as Krishna Chaitanya. Therefore I offer my obeisances. Similarly, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the learned scholar pandit in the assembly of Maharaj Pradabhuja, Sabha pandit, so he also has written many verses. One of them is that Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Sikkhatameka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari Kripam Buddhija Stamahantra Vardhya. this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same person. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti. In order to teach Krishna consciousness, he has now appeared as Krishna Chaitanya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Sikkhartaneka Purusa Purana Sāsatra Purana. Krishna is the Purana. Navajauvananca, the Brahma Sanghita, it is said. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam Adhyama Purana Navajauvananca. He is the oldest person, Adipurus, but Navajauva. So, in every way, you will find that if we want to understand Krishna, then we have to take shelter of this Krishna's renounced order of life in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, this Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of the confidential devotees, was a Oriya, this Ramananda Rai, and Sikhi Maiti. So it is a great opportunity for the Oriyas to understand Krishna consciousness and through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are discussing these talks between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. You will kindly hear and take advantage of it and be benefited. Ramananda Rai, while talking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was feeling little sinfulness because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great sannyasi and coming from a very respectable Brahmin family. And Ramananda Rai, he belonged to the Kauravan caste of Orissa, and he was grihastha at the same time in government service. So he was feeling little sinfulness that I am teaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he was feeling like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged him, kiva vipra kiva sudra nasikane no, jai krishna tatta vetta sei guru. You become a sannyasi, or you become a grihastha, or you are a Brahmin, or a Shudra. The Krishna consciousness has nothing to do with these material things. If you know actually what is Krishna, then you can become Guru. Another place also Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that jai bhaje sei boro abhakta hin chha Krishna bhajanete nahi jati kuladi vicha. Anyone who is a devotee, he is great. And who is not devotee, he may declare himself as great, but he is the most fallen. In the devotional service, there is no such distinction as jati and kula. So, if you follow, the example is there. In your country, Ramananda Rai, then wherever you are exalted. Narottamdas Thakur, he has also said, he is acharya. Griheva monete thake, thagauranga bole dake, narottama mage tara sanga. It doesn't matter whether he is a grihastha or he is a sannyasi. Bonete means vanaprastha sannyasi. Wherever he may be. If he is actually a perfect devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I want his association. No, no. Griheva monete thake, hagauranga bole dake, narottama mage tara sanga. So, Krishna Bhajan is so magnanimous, so exalted. In any position, you can become the greatest guru, provided you follow the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How one can become perfect? Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji mana namaskar. Four things. Simply think of Krishna, this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. So you remain Grihastha, Bhai Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, Namasraya kari thako apana kaj. In whatever occupation you are, remain there. There is no need of changing. But Namasraya kari. If you remain Grihastha, what is your loss? If you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And if there is gain, why don't you take it? Simple thing. And Krishna also said, Manavana bhava madhu bhakta madhyaji manga namaskaru mame maishasri asamsaya. These four things will get you back to home, back to Godhead. What is that? Simply think of Krishna. But from the very beginning, you want to understand the meaning of Krishna. Krishna is nirakar, he has no hand, he has no legs, then how you think of it? You have to give up all this nonsense idea. Then wherever you live, you will be perfect by Krishna consciousness. But you know, the special advantage is that people cannot become very much advanced in spiritual life. But for Kali Yuga, there is a special concession. Kalau nāseva 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 gati jandatā Hare nāma Hare nāma Hare nāma yoti. And Srimad Bhagavatam also, it is confirmed, kītanāreva krishnasra mukta saṅga parangraje. So, you remain grihastha, it is now difficult to give up grihastha life, but don't be merged into this black hole. Don't make black hole tragedy. Be alive. Take to Krishna consciousness and you'll be alive. So there is no distinction in Krishna bhajan, whether one is a grihastha or a sannyasi. He must take the signs, then he will be alive.
Diksha from Guru also utters the name of Lord Krishna's devotion and praise.
There is no devotion unless you go to a Guru. Forget it. Adu good bhāsvam. First thing, first business is to accept the bona fide guru. Otherwise there is no devotion. It is simply false imitation.
This is
the injunction of Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Adu good bhāsvam. Your first business is to approach bona fide guru and take his asana. Otherwise there is no devotion. That has been the defect in the modern society. They imagine this business should be given up. You must follow sadhu margānu gavanam, which is prescribed by the sadhu guru. You have to accept that. You cannot manufacture your own.
To earn so fast, and people who are living in this world and also wishing to attain God or just remember God, the preach or say about the God, also the namaskaram, as Gurudev said, that mentioned in the Gita, that all these are fruitless. The soul which is remembering God either in the form of Krishna, but he has not met a guru, because to get a real guru is a real occasion. It doesn't happen in the case of everyone. It's one in million get a chance to get a real spiritual guide. There are so many in the name of spiritual guide, and people fall prey because his inner soul hankers and inner soul thinks that this is my guru and somehow I will accept whatever he says, and I will, the ultimate aim or objective is to love God or to recite his name or surrender to him.
This question has been answered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while he was teaching Sri Rupa Goswami. Ehi rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan jeev guru krishna kripa paya bhakti rata bhi. The guru word is there. Guru Krishna, if you are actually hankering after Krishna, that Krishna is within yourself. He will give you a guru. He will give you a guru. Guru Krishna Kripa. But we must be fortunate to get a real guru. If I am unfortunate, I will not get a guru. Otherwise, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Krishna Kripa Paya Bhakti Ratavi Mali Haiya Saivi Kareya Aropan. In this way, you will find in the Chaitanya Chaitanya. So, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted Guru, Ishwar Puri. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. As Sarva Bhattacharya said, that Vairagya Vidya Arija Bhakti Purvam Siddhartham Eta Purusha Purana. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhai. He is the Purusha Purana Krishna. But now he has appeared as Krishna Chaitanya. So he also accepted Guru. What to speak about? Krishna also accepted Guru. So how you will get the ultimate goal of life without accepting Guru? Why do you manufacture this idea? There is no need of manufacturing. You have to follow. Mahajana Jina Bhagasra Pantha. If you manufacture, then you will be cheated. Don't do this. That has become a pattern, that you manufacture your own way of salvation. That is not possible. Therefore, Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami stresses, Ado Gurbhasayam. The first business is that you must find out a bona fide guru, then other things.
The aim of a human being is to surrender to Sri Krishna, to the lotus feet of the
Sri
Krishna.
Yes.
In India, especially, there are so many temples and gods and goddesses.
That has been described in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who are hitogyana, less intelligent, all these gods and goddesses are for them. Hitogyana. Kamastastha hitogyana jajante annadeva. Those who are after other demigods, they are hitogyana. Hitogyana is they have got little knowledge that is taken away by Maya. Maya of hitogyana, these words are there. So this demigod worship is for the less intelligent class of man, not the actual intelligence. Actual intellectual is he. Bahunam janmanavante jnanavan mahana prabhatya. There is actual intelligence. When he surrenders to Krishna, vasudeva sarma meeti sa mahatmana divya. So, the demigod worship is recommended for the less intelligent class of man. Otherwise, to surrender to Krishna is the highest stage of consciousness.
Sir, what is the difference between renunciation and surrender?
Yes. Renunciation is the beginning of this material world. You cannot take, you cannot surrender to Krishna unless you renounce this, if you have got material necessity. Sarva dharma paritajya. Krishna says, absolute surrender. And if you want material necessity, then you have got so many dharmas. This dharma, that dharma, social dharma, family dharma, national dharma, community dharma, and so on, so on. But Krishna demands sarva dharma paritajya. So it is not very easy thing. Therefore, renunciation and surrender. Surrender means full renunciation, no reservation. And renunciation means you renounce something and keep something. That is different.